96 FM. It's 10 past 8 with Freddie and Lisa. And now joining us, Bradley Woods, the CEO of the Australian Hotels Association, WA. Good morning, Bradley. Thanks for talking to us today.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, we are very slowly getting back on track. Obviously, there have been some bars and restaurants allowed to open about a week and a half ago now. But, of course, how practical has it been for these bars and hotels, Bradley, considering the rules on who they can have and how many?
And the 20-person capacity, yeah.
Yeah, look, I think it's fair to say it's been very, very awkward. It's not been easy. And look, a lot of businesses are open just to break even and really just sort of to, I suppose, get back into the ease of things. A lot of venues are not open because they'll lose money by opening the doors at only 20 people. We want to get a higher number of capacity but also maintain the social distancing and the cleansing and the hygiene requirements so that we can get more people back into work. That's the critical thing now, is getting jobs moving and getting a lot of hospitality businesses open. Remembering, of course, it was about 40,000 people that stopped work as a result of hospitality in Western Australia shutting down. And, there's a lot of people out there that are extremely keen to get back into work.
Well, State Opposition Leader Lisa Harvey says she wants a change from 20 to 100 people being able to attend.
Yeah, well, look, we've certainly been talking to the state government about increasing the numbers substantially, and we would be looking at 100 or more. It depends on the size of the venue and their capacity and their ability to manage those numbers. For some venues, it'll be less than 100. For some venues, it'll be way more than 100. If your normal capacity for a very large venue might be 700 or 800, then, you know, getting up to 200 or 300 in a managed capacity with proper social distancing, 1.5 metres between each table, can certainly be done. Contact tracing in each area of the venue can all be achieved to satisfy what the health department is looking for. At the end of the day, what we don't want, Fred, is for there to be an outbreak of the virus and our health not to be able to contact trace. That's so critical that we're very, very committed to ensuring that those practices and procedures are in place.
One of the stipulations for easing the restrictions a week and a half ago was that you had to have a meal with alcohol. I feel like we spent a lifetime trying to get rid of that rule, Bradley, and be allowed to, look after ourselves when we go out. You're not a fan of this, are you? I thought this was sort of put in place so that to at least make it worthwhile a restaurant being open to have someone, or whatever the venue is, to have someone go in. But you're not a fan of that, are you?
No, look, I mean, some venues are food venues, and that's what they're intentionally for. And other venues, whether they're pubs or small bars, are there for people to enjoy a drink. Now, there's a lot of small bars in the state that actually don't have kitchens because that's not what they were built for.
Yeah.
And so they've not been able to open because they don't have those dining facilities. Now, what we're saying is that as long as people are seated at a table, not wandering around or roaming around, so that's the concern that health have, is that people are bumping into each other. But as long as they're seated at the table and responsible service of alcohol is still administered, there's no reason why those venues can't open and just serve alcohol alone. They can still have snacks. If people are concerned about people staying for too long and drinking too much, they could certainly have snacks and deal with it that way. But the current rule requires a meal with knife and fork to be served. And we think that...
back to the 80s.
I mean, they don't have to eat it with a knife and fork, but the knife and fork has to be supplied. So
that just sounds a bit silly, doesn't it?
It can't be finger food. It has to require an implement.
An implement, yes. Cutlery must be used.
You know those rules, don't you?
Oh, I remember we fought for years to be able to, be treated like grown-ups and go out and just have a cocktail or something at a bar without... Yeah. Anyway, let's hope we
don't. Now, Bradley, do you think online and the widespread takeaway ordering will be the new norm? Because it's certainly taken off. I know that's how we supported a couple of our local restaurants by ordering takeaways, and they were glad
for
that.
And direct ordering, too. Direct ordering where they're not paying 30% commission to a delivery service.
Yep.
Yes.
That's taking all of the profit or all of the margin. Yep. And
that's
been
a lot.
It is. It's huge. And what we've really seen is that a lot of pubs, taverns, restaurants that never did takeaway or home delivery have now done that. And they've worked out how they can actually manage it with their own staff. Technology has certainly built it to a point where venues have got their own apps, and I think it's gone extremely well. And hopefully beyond this crisis, we'll see that continue, where they've got the ability to, even if they're grouping together and managing their own delivery services.
Yeah.
Because certainly the online, a couple of the online apps, which I won't name specifically, but the ones that are popular are charging 25 to 30% commission for the restaurant or the pub.
Wow.
And that's just, when you've only got a 10% margin on food, it doesn't make it worthwhile.
Well, that's good information to know, people. How's the hygiene training been going? Everyone's got on board with that? I guess it's been fairly straightforward.
It has been. We were the first state in the country to implement that. In fact, we were one of the first jurisdictions in the world to develop specific COVID-19 hygiene hospitality training.
Yeah.
The state government funded that, and we've delivered that, and it's now over 75,000 people that have done that online training within WA. You can only do it if you're located within the state, and it certainly has been enormously successful. And I think what it means is that there's a lot of people out there that are absolutely committed to getting back into work and to doing it safely in a hygienic manner.
Yeah.
And so 75,000 people is a huge number to do within 4 weeks. Our team at the AHA have just basically been working around the clock to process and assess. But, you know, the Premier threw out the challenge to us and the Minister for Liquor Licensing, Paul Papalia, threw out the challenge and said, can you achieve this? And we built it, developed it all within 3 weeks, had it online and delivered it. And the last 4 weeks, we've done that number of people. And I think it's a real testimony to the industry and the commitment we have to safely opening and looking after the public's health and safety.
I think the industry has conducted itself with so much dignity and respect throughout this whole experience. So I would have expected to hear no less right now.
Thank you. And look, at the end of the day, the hospitality sector has been at the absolute front line of this in terms of the massive job losses, the businesses that have suffered, the economic loss, just even from day one in terms of all the food and produce that was thrown out when we were given 12 hours notice of shutting down, through to all the people that have become unemployed or on you know, some sort of support benefit, through to the owners that are still got fixed capital costs and a whole range of other expenses.
Of course,
We want to get back open and we want to get success again, but it's been a long, slow path.
Yeah.
Well, good luck with it all. Thanks for talking to us today, Brady.
Bradley.
We really appreciate it.
Thanks very much and appreciate your support. And, of course, you know, we want to get more numbers so the public can get out and about and visit their local restaurant, bar, hotel, pub.
Absolutely.
And let's hope that. I mean, they're increasing them over east where they've got a lot more cases, so hopefully we should be able to do it here.
And in the meantime, make your booking. It's pretty easy system, really, isn't it? Just everyone working in together and we'll get there.
Bring your favourite venue. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thanks Bradley.
Cheers, guys. Thank you.
Bradley Wood, CEO of the Australian Hotels Association, WA. It's 17 past 8.